You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're continuing on with the five lies of Islam. Lie number one, Islam is a religion of love. Lie number two, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie number three, Allah is just another name for God. That's the one we're going to dig into today. Lie number four, that Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And lie number five, that the Quran is a holy book. So what about this lie that Allah is just another word for God? Let's dig into that a little bit and look at it and prove that that's false also, even though that's what they tell us over and over in the media and on the news. The God of the Jew and the God of the Christian is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is confirmed five times in the New Testament, and we can prove this by reading some verses. The New Testament is a book written by Jews, which much of it is basically quotes from the Old Testament. So let's turn to these New Testament scriptures and see that Abraham was told that God had chosen Isaac rather than Ishmael. In Matthew 22:32, it says, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. So, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, not Abraham, Ishmael. Mark 12:26, but concerning the dead, they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses, in the burning bush, how Jesus spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Continues this again. Luke 20:37. But even Moses showed in the burning bush passage that the dead are raised when he called the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. So here we go, over and over again. Acts 3:13, it says, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Acts 7:31, 32. When Moses saw it, he marveled at the sight, and as he drew near to observe, the voice of the Lord came to him, saying, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses trembled and dared not look. So when Abraham was 99 years old and Ishmael was 12, an angel of the Eternal appeared to Abraham and told him he was going to have another son. Abraham said that he was not, wasn't he satisfied with Ishmael, but the angel said that Ishmael would be the father of many nations, but it was not through Ishmael that Abraham's seed would be called. His seed would be called through Isaac, and we can read that in Genesis 18:19. It says, for I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after them, that they may keep the way of the Lord and do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. So he was told that the promise would go to this new son. Ishmael was 12. God says, I'm going to give him a blessing, but the promise and everything is going to go down to this new son. And his name was Isaac. So when Isaac was a little boy, Ishmael apparently abused Isaac, and Sarah banished Hagar and Ishmael.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.